tomorrow, it would not be brought. It would not be brought for korban. There are some mishtin b'chayrus, but by ma'aseh behemah, the tenth one you take off. But I call upon him. You see, the uses lashon of acherim oimrim instead of saying Rabbi Meir. It's brought down acherim others say. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon said to his father, said to Rabbi, Mihem halolu. Who are these rabbonim? When you say like acherim, who are they? Shememein onu shoysim. That from the water, like we drink the waters. If so, Shemoisom and Onu Maskim, how come we don't mention the names? So Santa against his father, what are you saying Achirim for? Why don't you say his name? Omalei, so Rabbi answered his son, that Bnei Odom Shebikshu Laka Kvoitcho, that these are people who wanted to take away your honor, or Kvoit Beisavich, and the honor of your father's household. And therefore, there was a Kenath that we can't mention his name. So Rebbe was answering that the deliverer of Shimon Gamliel couldn't have been meichel them, because it wasn't only begam in his covered, but it was begam upon his father's covered also. So that's why we don't say the name. So on this Omalei, Rebbe Shimon said, the pasuk, Shimon said to his father, said to Rebbe, Gam havosom, gam simosom, gam kinosom, kvar ovda. But the pasuk says, the pasuk in Eicha, that gam havosom, the love, gam simosom, the hate, and the jealousy already perished. As if to say, no, it's time to stop this mach already. Let it end already. We should call him Reb Meir. Omalei, so Rebbe said back to son a different pasuk. What a different pasuk. It's back to him. Ho'yev tamu chorovois lenetzach. As if to say, even though the enemy ended already, but the ma'isa, the chorovos, the runes, remains forever. So if we meant to say, even after Reb Meir was nifta, still they should not change it and mention his name. Because the avla that he did, the outcome, could still be here. Omalei, so Reb Shimon said back to his father, Hanin mili heichi diahanu masayim. Those words only apply when the enemy's deeds were really effective. It did something. But when the attack, if it would have been, they really threw Reb Shimon Gamliel out, then you'd be right. But over here, Rabbonu leahanu masayim. But here, these Rabbonu remain, Reb Nosson's plot never came to be effective. Reb Shimon Gamliel was never thrown out. So why does he have such a harsh punishment? Why don't you want to change now at least? Is hard to ask delay. So therefore, Rebbe was maskim, and he changed it around, and now when he taught his son the Mishnah, he said like this, Omer was said over Mishum Ramein, the name of Ramea, Yilohoye Tumura, if the Maisabem would have been a Tumura, Lohoye Karav, Senechnami, now they changed back, they took away the Kenath, and they called it back Ramea. Omer Rova says, that Afilo Rebbe, the Anvoso Hutona, that even Rebbe, there was a humble man, he had the meat of Anova, still he learned, Omru Mishum Rameya. It was said over the name of Rameya. Omru Rameya, he didn't say Rameya, he didn't say Omru Rameya, but he still said a little bit, Omru Mishum Rameya. As if to say something still has to be there a little bit, that still the knas still stays a little bit. Now the Gemara brings down a machlekes, Omru Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Pligi bar Rabbi Shimon Megam Liel Rabbanan. It's a machlekes between the Shimon Galil and the Rabbanan. They argued over this matter, that Chadama, one says, Sinai Yodif. Sinai is better, that means the Talmud Chacham, that knows, has knowledge all over, of all the Mishnayos, all the Brises, he's preferable more than the Talmud Chacham that excels in Svara. That's called Sinai Yodif, to know everything, to be a Baki. The Chadama, and one says the opposite, Oike Horem Odif, one who can uproot mountains, means he has sharp power of understanding of Svara, that's better than being a Baki. Zimura says that Rabbi Yosef Sinai, Rabbi Yosef himself was a Sinai, was a big Baki, knew everything. Rabbi Kahorim, Rabbi had the Koyach of uprooting mountains, meaning he had the Koyach of Svara, of analyzing things. Now, in the Beis Medrash, they had to choose who should be the Rosh Hashiva. So Shochul Taman, they sent the following message there to the people like in Eretz Yisrael. They asked them, Eizem Yem Kedem, which one of these two should take first to come to Rosh Hashiva? Should the Sinai or should the Oike Horem? Shocholet, they send back the answer from Eretz Yisrael, that Sinai order, if you know Sinai takes precedence, that you have to take him first. Why? The Yom HaMakos, the Master says, Hakol Tzrichon Amorich Itayim, everyone needs the owner of wheat, meaning you have to know all the Mishnayos and you have to know all the Brises. From that, you can start giving Svaris how to answer B'mazbrit, but if you don't know it, you can't start off. B'afilu'achi, even so, like Kibbo Rabbi Yosef Alei, Rabbi Yosef didn't want to accept the position to be the Rosh Hashiva. So what happened was Molach Rabba Esra Natrain Shonin. That first Rabba was a yeshiva. He was the ruler over the yeshiva for 22 years. For Hodder and then, but if the Rabba was Nifta, then Vahoda Molach Rabbi Yosef, then Rabbi Yosef became the yeshiva. Now, v'chol shoni the Moloch Rabba, all these 22 years that Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef afilu umno leveisoi lecholof. Rabbi Yosef not even have a blood letter. Visit his home. That was like, as long as Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yosef didn't want to have any leadership at all. He didn't want to act like a Rosh at all. And he didn't even let the blood letter come to his house. But rather he went to them. Now the Gemara says, Abaya v'rovo Rabbi Zerom, the Rabba Bamasno, Heve Yosvei. All of them were sitting together. Heve Tzricha Reisha, and they needed a leader. Because they wanted one of the group here to lead the discussions. So Amri, they said, called Yome Musa, whoever says something, for Le Mifrach, and he is not like, there's no questions on him. He says something clear, we can't slug him up. His Levi Reish, he should be the leader. So the Kul Yifrach, when each one of them said something, the other ones refuted him, whether they slugged him up. But Abaya La Yifrach, what Abaya said, they couldn't ask any questions against him. It's Chazaya Le Abaya the Govoresha. So Rava saw that Abaya's head went up. And Chazi Rava La Abaya the Govoresha. Rava saw that Abaya's head picked up his head. And as he saw Minash Shemayim, he's the one to be the Rosh, to be the head. Is Omalei, so he said to Abaya, Nachmani Psach V'yema. Nachmani, that's what they called Abaya, Nachmani. Rashi says that was Abaya's name. Others say because Abaya was a Yosim, very young, and he was raised by Rabbi Banachmani, therefore they call him Nachmani. Rakoponim Omalei, so Rabbi said to Abaya, Nachmani Psach V'yema. Nachmani, start saying, you start giving the shear. So again, this Maisa, this gathering, there was Abaye Varova, for Rab Zera, and Rabba Bamasna. So now the Gemara talks about the other two, about Rab Zera and Rabba Bamasna. So the Gemara says, Iboilo, they asked, Rab Zera Varabba Bamasna, is Haimenai Wadif, which one of them was more chosh, was preferable? Rab Zera Chora Fumaksha. On one hand, Rab Zera was very sharp, and he brought up very good questions. For Rabba Bar Masna, Mosin Umasik. On the other hand, Rabba Chana had a lot of patience, and he came out to a lot of conclusions. He came out to the Maskana. So which one of them is better? Which one's a better approach? So Mara says Teiko, the Mara obliged by Teiko, unresolved the answer. In other words, Rabba Zera's approach was, he was the Chorv, he was very sharp, and he was able to answer things by himself. But Rabba Bar Masnon, he had to go more slower. He got more patience, and the imam was hervid very starkly, came out to the maskana. So Shaila, which one is better, the more obliged by a teiko. Hajin alecha, kaim mashiach, speak lo mesechta, hurry.